RTK family. Hello, my beautiful RTK podcast family. How are y'all doing? Man, what an incredible week this is going to be. I just feel it. I just feel it, y'all. I feel like that, man, I just feel great expectancy for us this week. And so for the rest of this year, I really do, y'all. I really do feel it. You know, you just kind of wake up and you feel something in your spirit that's not normal. That's how I feel. I feel excited for you. I really do pray for all of you every single week. You know, I pastor a church here in Atlanta called Limitless Church. And if you're ever here, come see us, man. It's the best church ever. I pastor a whole church, y'all. And we're called Limitless Church, but we call ourselves Limitless Nation. And it's in Fayetteville, Georgia, across from Whitewater High School and 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. And every Sunday at 11, right now, while we're navigating through the pandemic, it's usually 10 and 1130. But right now, we're just one service on Sundays at 11. And then the first Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock. And every night, I do communion and prayer with my mom at 6 o'clock on all of our social media Limitless Church pages. But I just have really felt during this season, man, that we needed to build relationships. And so I started an Inner Circle, which is my mentorship program. And you can find out more about it as well by just going to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. But I talk to a lot of people about how to let go of toxic people that you love. I don't know why this is so hard, but during this pandemic, God has really been doing something in the hearts of really all of us. You're not alone. You are not the only one that was stupid and fell in love with a stupid person. And that is really what the enemy will do, is he starts making you feel like it's too late. You done messed up your whole life. You wasted 20 years loving an idiot. You know what I'm saying? Like, the enemy will just tell us so many freaking lies. And we believe him. Man, I'm going to tell y'all something. I literally this week, because, you know, we've all got a lot of time on our hands. And really, I have been probably more busy in this pandemic ever than ever, because I've had to be smart. You know, I've had to do some things that I wouldn't have normally had to do in order to stay relevant, you know, in this season. But I still had more time to think about things and to reflect, right? And I'm sure you did too. And so, I literally found myself this week, I saw a picture of an ex, and I was like, what in the crap? Kim, were you thinking? And I really, y'all, found myself beating myself up for a second. Like, I really went in a whole, like, toxic fit. Like, what the crap were you thinking, Kim? And y'all know you've done that too, where you literally look back and you think, you've got to be kidding me right now. Like, what was I even thinking? Like, this person doesn't even look like anything in my life. And here I am going and saying I do to this person. I mean, like, and ended up being the worst decision I've ever made in my life. Like, this person, I totally saw the red flags, totally ignored all the red flags. But I don't even know why. There was nothing about this person that was worth ignoring the red flags. And so today I want to talk about that. Why do we do stupid stuff? Why do we know better and still do stupid stuff? And then we beat ourselves up. But I want to enlighten you today and let you know that, baby, all of us do it. You are not on an island by yourself. You are not the only one making terrible decisions. I'm the queen of repeating terrible decisions. We all do it. And I think that especially people that want to be loved, or people that love romantic movies, or people that maybe didn't have a dad, or maybe people that had a great mom and dad together. And so you've got these ideas of what you want because you've seen it displayed your whole life. And then maybe it's not working out that way for you. And maybe you're the only one in your family that's ever been divorced too. And so I just want to talk to you today about that, man. Why do we love toxic people? And how do we let go without guilt? Why do we feel guilty for letting go of toxic people. You know what I'm saying? Or, y'all, I stayed a long, long, long time in my very first, you know, with my baby daddy. I stayed so much longer with this person because I felt so guilty about letting them go. They didn't care about letting me go, but I was I'm a nurturer. And so I knew if I let this person go, where are they going to go? Right? Where are they going to go? Because this person wasn't able to take care of themselves. And here I am. Now, this last one wasn't as hard to let go of because they were mean, right? But the one before was hard because I loved that person. And that person really, I did not feel, had a horrible heart. You know what I'm saying? That person wasn't deceiving. I just, there's a difference. And so maybe you're like me and you feel sorry for the ones that you know there's a good person in there. It's not really hard to let go of the wrong, a bad person. When there's a person that's really mean, and like this last one was not hard at all, like at all, because they were just a mean person, very mean, sociopath. But the one before, man, I just knew there was a really great person in there, but they were hurt. And so I have really done a huge work on my life, during this pandemic of just, you know, making sure that I never repeat these cycles and I stopped trying to find relationships that I need to fix a person. And I think we all do that too. And so why is it hard to let go? And why do you feel guilty? You know, if toxic people, oh, and by the way, y'all, I'm Real Talk Kim. This is my podcast channel, and I'm so glad you're here. I just jumped right into this today. I didn't really formally introduce myself except to tell you that I'm a pastor and a mentor. But my name is Real Talk Kim, and it's Kim Jones. And I live right here in Fayetteville, Georgia. And I'm known all over social media as Real Talk Kim. YouTube channel, a free app for your phone where I text you throughout the day. Great encouraging messages. Just go to your Google Play Store, Apple Store, download my free app, Real Talk Kim. I've got a YouTube channel, Real Talk Kim. I've got a podcast right here, Real Talk Kim. And all over social media, Instagram, everywhere, Real Talk Kim, Facebook, everywhere. So if toxic people, or in my website, y'all, realtalkkim.com, if toxic people were an ingestible substance, they would come with a high-powered warning and secure packaging to prevent any chance of accidental contact. But sadly, families are not immune to the poisonous lashings of a toxic relationship. Me and my mother were talking yesterday, and we were talking about the previous one, just the last one in my life. And she said, you know, what's so hard when you get a mean person or someone in your family marries someone that is not a good person? That person that married them is not the only one, or even in relationships, y'all. Some of y'all in a terrible relationship with a terrible toxic person, and that narcissistic toxic person is pulling you away from your family and your friends because these people know that if you get around people that love you, they will talk some sense into you because people see stuff you don't see. And counterfeits and bad people. And so what toxic narcissistic people do is they try to pull you away from people that love you and try to make it look like they just want you because they love you so much. That's a lie. But the problem is that you're not the only one hurting in these toxic relationships. So is your families. So is your mom. So is your dad. So is your sister. So is your brothers. So is your kids. There's somebody listening today that your kids are suffering because you are with a butthole. You are with a jerk that is just a terrible person, but you have become addicted to the toxic behavior. You have become addicted. They have broke you down in such a way that you literally do not feel like you can be loved by anybody else. So you continue in the rat race with these fools. And so you have to grab yourself, you know, and shake yourself. And, well, I don't know how I'll live without them. You don't know how you would live without a terrible person. You don't know how you would live in peace. You don't know how you would live in this life without knowing someone is cheating on you, or someone is going to abuse you, or someone is isolating you, or someone is giving you only $5 a week to live on. We just need to slap ourselves right now and tell yourself, girl, guy, I'm going to cry, bro. I'm going to cry for 6 months because I'm heartbroken because I love this person so much. But when I'm done, I'm done. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. You are going to wake up and you are going to see clearly and you are going to breathe better air. You are going to be shocked at how clear the air is once you let go of a toxic person. See, though families and relationships can feel impossibly tough at times, they never were meant to ruin. Though families and relationships can feel impossibly tough at times, they were never meant to ruin. And all relationships have their flaws, and none of them come packaged with the permanent glow of sunlight and goodness and beautiful things. And in any normal relationship, there will be fights from time to time. Things will be said and done and forgiven, and occasionally rehashed at strategic moments. For the most part, though, they will feel nurturing and life-giving to be in. You will like each other. You can't wait to get home to each other. Y'all ever seen those relationships where they are just all over each other all the time? And you're like, really, that cannot be for real. Isn't that a shame that we look at relationships like that and think they're fake? But yet we look at fake relationships. Y'all, my relationship, my previous relationship was hashtag relationship goals. And there was nothing in this world relationship goals about that relationship. But because social media is so famous for putting up only highlight reels, I did not do that, but he did. Put up highlight reels of phony, you know, I tried not to. I just get real quiet when something's not right about that situation. But you got to stop looking at these people that look like they have great. I mean, there are some people that have really great relationships. My mom and daddy were married for 52 years and had a freaking awesome relationship. Now, they went through their dark time. They went through some things that should have caused them to get divorced, but they fought for it. And they came out so much better. You know, and so for the most part, relationships are not supposed to hurt. Why do toxic people do toxic things? Toxic people thrive on control, not the loving, healthy control that tries to keep everyone safe and happy. But buckle your seatbelt kind. They are the kind that, whew, you need to wear sunscreen in. You need to, whoa, the type that keeps people small and diminished. That's what toxic things and toxic people do. Everything they do is to keep people small and manageable. Somebody, I bet, just popped in your mind. I bet you, because you can smell a narcissistic pig a mile away. I'm telling you, you can smell them. And they're the kind of people that y'all, some of y'all in relationships with people that they don't even have a relationship with their kids. And every single spouse, they've been married 4 or 5 times, and it ain't never their fault. It was always the ex's fault. Y'all better wake up. I'm telling you, you better not say I do to that person. And if you did say I do, y'all better get into some counseling, because I do believe people can change. I do. But change starts with ownership. It sure does, right? I know this lady that one time said she married this guy and he had 3 kids and she never saw any of those kids, and by 3 different mamas. And this friend of mine kept saying, oh, he is such a good man. His exes are just horrible. Horrible. They won't let him see his kids. Come to find out, they ended up getting divorced 10 years later, and he never sees those kids either. So he was just a horrible person that lied good, and all these women kept falling for it. I'm going to tell y'all something. A good liar, I'm telling you, listen, you better watch someone's fruit, and you better listen to more than their words. Listen, this will play out. Everything they do is to keep people small and manageable. This will play out through criticism, judgment, oppression. This is a toxic person. Whatever it takes to keep someone in their place. I know grown women that are still controlled by their mothers like this, or grown men that are still controlled by a mother like this, and it's ruining every relationship in their life. Whatever it takes to keep someone in their place, the more you try to step out of your place, the more a toxic person will call on toxic behavior to bring you back and squash you into the tiny box they believe you belong in. And it is likely that toxic people learned their behavior during their own childhood. either by being exposed to the toxic behavior of others or by being overpraised without being taught the key of quality and the life of an empathetic person. They have no empathy. In any toxic relationship, there will be other qualities missing too, such as respect, kindness, and compassion. But at the heart of a toxic person's behavior is the lack of concern around their impact on others. My God, this is good. I know it, y'all. I'm telling y'all something. I literally, when I was putting this teaching together, I am shocked at how on point these key points that I'm pointing out to you. They come with a critical failure to see past their own needs and wants. I had this person in my life that said, I just live to please you. This person was the most horrific person, the meanest person I've ever met in my life. Everything revolved around this person. This person would not change their behavior. And they had no friends. This person would have friends for a moment, but they were only surface friends, right? And I'm going to tell y'all something. Even the strongest people can find themselves in a toxic relationship. But the longer they stay, the more they are likely to evolve into someone who is a smaller, less confident, more wounded version of the person they used to be. That was me. I sure did. Because a strong person, when they find themselves in a relationship with a toxic person like this, they will do whatever they've got to do to keep the peace. So they become, they dull their shine in order to keep the peace. Does that sound like somebody in your life? See, non-toxic people who stay in a toxic relationship will never stop trying to make the relationship better. It's the truth, y'all. And toxic people know this. My God. They count on it. Non-toxic people will strive to make the relationship work. I did it. I did it, y'all. And when they do, the toxic person has exactly what he or she wants. Control. I did it. I did it. Watching everything around me. One part of my life was sailing and smooth. The part that he was not involved in. And the other part that he was involved in was crumbling as quickly as it was being built. That's right. Because you know what, y'all? Listen to me. Life is too short for you to allow toxic. This can be friendships. This can be even with mamas, daddies. This can be with even siblings. Life is too short to let a toxic person make you become something that you're not. Toxic families, they a special kind of toxic too. Families are witness to our lives. They're witness to our lives, our best, our worst, our catastrophics, our frailties and flaws. All families come with lessons that we need to learn along the way to being a decent, thriving human. And the lessons begin early and they don't stop. But not everything a family teaches will come with an afterglow. Sometimes the lessons they teach are deeply painful ones that shudder against our core. Rather than being lessons on how to love and safely open up the world, the lessons some families teach are about closing down, staying small, and burying needs. But for every disempowering lesson, there's one of empowerment, strong strength, and growth that exists with it. In toxic families, this can even be a son or a daughter, y'all. In toxic families, these are around how to walk away from the ones we love, how to let go with strength and love, and how to let go of guilt and any fantasy that things could ever be different. And here's the rub. The pain of a toxic relationship often softens until the lesson has been learned. You know, I think about people that are toxic. Let me take a sip of my coffee. I think about people that I know that were really toxic. And man, one of them, their dad was just the worst person on the planet. Now, this person that I'm thinking of is a toxic man as well. because it's a lesson that you learn, right? It's a behavior that you learn. But I'm thinking of even a friend of mine that her son is like this, just a horrible person, treats her like crap. And she just continues to put up with it. You know, love has a fierce way of keeping us tied to people who wound us. And the problem with family is that we grow up in the fold believing that the way they do things is the way the world works. And we trust them, listen to them, and absorb what they say. There would have been a time for all of us that, regardless of how mind-blowingly destructive the messages from our family were, we would have received them all with a beautiful, wide-eyed innocence, grabbing every detail and letting them shape who we are to be. And our survival would have once depended on believing in everything they said and did. You know, that's our parents. And resisting the need to challenge or question that we might deserve better. And the things we believe when we are young are powerful. Y'all, I know a lady that's 63 years old and her mother's still horrific to her. And it has, you know, sculpted her. And she is just now, she comes to my church and she's just now starting to get free from beautiful. This lady's beautiful. But her mother was so toxic. And up until 63, all these years, she's just now breaking away from those resounding messages that her mother has sent her whole life. Because why? We fix them. We tend to fix ourselves upon what parents or whoever raised us said about us. And until one day we realize just how wrong and small-hearted those messages that they sent us were. And at some point, the environment changes and we grow up, but our beliefs don't always change with it. We stop depending on our family for survival, but we hang on to the belief that we have to stay connected and loyal, even though being with them hurts us. And the obligation to love and stay loyal to a family member can be immense. But love and loyalty are two separate things, and they don't always belong together. See, loyalty can be a confusing, loaded term, and is often the reason that people stay stuck in a toxic relationships. What you need to know is this. When loyalty comes with a diminishing of the self, it's not loyalty, y'all. It's submission. We stop having to answer to family when we become adults and capable of our own minds. Why are toxic relationships so destructive? In any healthy relationship, love is circular. When you give love, it comes back. When what comes back is scrappy, stingy, intent under the disguise of love, it will eventually leave you small and depleted, which falls wildly, terrifyingly short of where anyone is meant to be. Healthy people welcome the support and growth of the people they love, even if it means having to change a little to accommodate. When one person in a system changes, whether it's a relationship of two or a family of many, it can be challenging. Even the strongest and most loving relationships can be touched by feelings of jealousy, inadequacy, and insecurity at times in response to somebody's growth or happiness. See, we are all vulnerable to feeling the very normal, messy emotions that come with being a human, y'all. But here's the key. Here's the key, y'all. The difference is that healthy families and relationships will work through the tough stuff. Huh? The difference is healthy families and relationships will work through the tough stuff. Unhealthy ones will blame, manipulate, and lie. Golly. Sound familiar to somebody you know? Whatever they have to do to return things to the way they've always been with the toxic person in control. You better wake up. Life's too short, y'all. Why is a toxic relationship? Why A toxic relationship would never change, huh? I do believe in change, but a toxic person most of the time does not see they're toxic. You know, reasonable people, however strong and independently minded they are, can easily be drawn into thinking that if they could find the switch, do more, do less, manage it, tweak it, that the relationship would be okay. The cold truth is that if anything was going to be different, it would have happened by now. See, toxic people can change, but it's highly unlikely. What is certain is that nothing anyone else does changes them. Y'all, it is likely there will be broken people, broken hearts, and broken relationships all around them. Even their children, all of their exes. But the carnage, they ain't got no friends. They fake it. They talk and put pictures up like they got friends, but those people don't know them. But the carnage will always be explained away as someone else's fault. Nothing is ever their fault. There will be no remorse, no regret, and no insight. What is more likely is that any broken relationship will be amplified, and it will amplify their toxic behavior. Why? Why are toxic people so hard to leave? Why? Oh, why are toxic people so hard to leave? If you try to leave a toxic person, things might get worse before they get better. But they will always get better. Always, if you leave it. Few things will ramp up feelings of insecurity or a need for control more than when someone questions familiar old behavior or tries to break away from old established patterns in a relationship. For a person, y'all listen to me, for a person whose signature moves involve manipulation, lies, criticism, or any other toxic behavior, when something feels as though it's changing, they will use even more of their typical toxic behavior to bring the relationship or the person back to the state that feels acceptable. They will. They will. They will. Yo, I remember even in a relationship, when I first got in a relationship with someone, and I overheard this person that I was in a relationship with. This was one of the red flags that I had that I should have ran, but I didn't. And I heard one of this toxic relationships, old girlfriends, was on the phone and I guess was saying, "I'm gonna tell on you." And I heard the person that I was in a relationship with say, "If you open your mouth, I will show the videos." I don't know what kind of videos or whatever this person was threatening this old girlfriend with, but it shut that girl down. And no lie, when I was in this relationship with this person, the same thing he said to me: if you don't shut up, or you don't come down, and you don't sit your butt down, and you don't just work this thing out, go back under his spell, go back under his toxic behavior, I will show videos. He had videos from 4 years previously when we had gone on a vacation somewhere, and we had in our own little cabana had some wine, and I did not do well with the wine. And he had videoed, and he literally had told me, "If you don't come back under my spell, I will expose you." He did. And it brought back to my remembrance how this person, when I was supposed to be trusting him throughout all the years we were together, he had been videoing me from the beginning to blackmail me. And y'all, I'm telling y'all something. You better pay attention. There's somebody listening to this today that this is ringing something in your ear. That this person, y'all, if you are being controlled by a toxic person and they are threatening you with something in your life that you are not anymore. I am not that person. Y'all listen to me. I realize that my behavior is over the top. I can't do anything that I don't do anything small. Like, I can't even drink wine. I can go out with pastoral friends. I can go out with my friends. They can have some wine. They are cool with that. I don't even like the taste of wine. So if I'm going to drink wine, it's to party. All right. So I just don't even touch anything like that. I realize that God trusts me with a church. God trusts me with a ministry. And I realize that if I'm in a relationship or I am living a life where I've got to do anything that numbs me, I will get out of that relationship. I do not allow myself to be in places or work in places or anything that makes me so uptight and so angry and so I'm so broken in that I need to grab extra activity to numb me from the feelings of the horribleness or the pain that I'm living in at that moment. And I want to encourage you today, if you are in relationships or you are in a season in your life that you have to take drugs or drink wine or drink vodka or whatever you are, or cut yourself, whatever it is to make you have to live in what you're living in, get out of it. If you are in a job that makes you cry every day when you leave because your boss is mean or your coworkers are mean, get you another job. Y'all, if you are living in a life where you can't afford to leave that job and you hate it so bad, lower your living standards. It ain't worth it, y'all, to live in a relationship where you are broken and you are faking it. And you are miserable. Life is too short to cry yourself to sleep every night. Let them blackmail you. Let them show whatever they want to show about you from your previous life. You are not that person. You know what I finally said? Screw that. You know, if you want to blackmail me, blackmail me. I don't care. You are not bigger than God. And I am speaking to somebody today. You are not. That person is not bigger than God in your life. That person, that narcissistic, nasty behavior cannot destroy you when you serve God. God is bigger than that sociopath. God is bigger than that narcissistic person. God is bigger than that abuser. God is bigger than that boss. God is bigger than that paycheck. So get your life back and stop allowing yourself to live with a fraud and a phony and live miserable. Stop living in that relationship with that person that cheats on you, woman of God. Stop allowing that man to cheat on you in front of you, and you stay because you're afraid of letting go of the title of being a pastor's wife. Stop allowing yourself to waste another year with that husband fathering kids that ain't yours. Stop it. Get your life back. Stop living in a phony relationship, looking like you are relationship goals on social media and crying yourself to sleep at night because that man is a horrible man. Drinking and then abusing you, and then you living in it and saying, he only does it when he's drinking, or she only acts like this when she's drinking. They're good any other part of the day. They do it every night. Stop allowing yourself to live in toxic relationships because you're scared of being a nobody if you finally stand up for yourself. God will vindicate you. You mark my word, God is a God of justice. When things don't seem to be working out, people will always do more of what they used to do, even if their behavior is at the heart of the problem. It's what we will do. If you are someone who is naturally open and given, when things don't feel right in a relationship, you will likely give more of yourself, offer more support, be more loving to get things back on track. But breaking away from a toxic relationship can feel like tearing at barbed wire with bare hands. The more you do it, the more it hurts. So for a while, you stop tearing until you realize that it's not the tearing that hurts. It's the barbed wire. It's the relationship. And whether you tear at it or not, it won't stop cutting into you. Think of it like this. Imagine that all relationships and families occupy space. In healthy ones, the shape of that space will be fluid and open to change. with a lot of space for people to grow. People will move to accommodate the growth and fight and flight of each other. And for a toxic family or a toxic relationship, that shape is rigid and unyielding. There's no flexibility, no bending, no room for growth. Everyone has a clearly defined space. And for some, that space will be small and heavily boxed. When one person starts to break out of the shape, the whole family feels their own individual sections change. The shape might wobble and things might feel vulnerable, weakened, or scary. This is normal. But toxic people will do whatever it takes to restore the space to the way it was, even if they got to blackmail you, even if they got to bring up something that happened 3 years ago, 2 years ago. I'm telling you, often that will mean crumpling the ones who are changing so they will fit their space again. It's a pattern, y'all. Break it. Sometimes out of a sense of love and terribly misplaced loyalty, people caught in a toxic relationship might sacrifice growth and change and step back into the rigid, tiny space a toxic person manipulates them towards, telling you they'll take your money from you, telling you all kinds of stuff to make you scared. Nobody will ever love you. Y'all, all that's a lie from the pit of hell. It will be clear when this has happened because of the soul-sucking grief at being back there in the mess with people or a person who feels so bad to be with. But they do it. You'll do it because they love me. That's what you'll tell yourself. Why? Because they said so. Sometimes toxic people will hide behind the defense that they are doing what they do because they love you. Or that what they do is no big deal. It's no big deal at all. And that you are the one causing the trouble because you are just too sensitive, too serious, too weak, stupid, useless, needy, insecure, jealous, too whatever to get it. You will have heard the word plenty of times before. Y'all, listen, a toxic person is jealous. They're jealous of the way other people love you. They will stab you with words when the whole world will be telling you one thing. They're all over there telling you another. The only truth you need to know is this. If it hurts, it's hurtful. So stop living in it. Stop putting up with it. Love never holds people back from growing. Never, ever. It doesn't diminish and it doesn't contaminate. If someone loves you, it feels like love. It feels supportive and nurturing and life-giving. If it doesn't do this, it's not love. It's self-serving crap designed to keep you tethered and bound to someone else's idea of how you should be. There's no such thing as a perfect relationship. But a healthy one is a tolerant, loving, accepting, responsive one. The one truth that matters. If it feels like growth or something that will nourish you, follow that. It might mean walking away from people you care about. Parents, sisters, brothers, friends, husbands, wives. But this can be done with love and the door left open for when they are able to meet you closer to your terms. Ones that don't break you. Set the boundaries with grace and love and leave it to the toxic person to decide which side of that boundary they want to stand on. Boundaries aren't about spite or manipulation, and they don't have to be about ending the relationship. They are something drawn in strength and courage to let people see with great clarity where the doorway is to you. If the relationship ends, it's not because of your lack of love or loyalty, but because the toxic person chose not to treat you in the way you deserve, and it's their choice. Though it is up to you to decide the conditions on which you will let someone close to you, whether or not somebody wants to be close to you enough to respect those conditions is up to them. See, the choice to trample over what you need means they are choosing not to be with you. It doesn't mean you are excluding them from your life. See, toxic people also have their conditions of relationships, and though they might not be explicit, they are likely to include an expectation that you will tolerate ridicule, judgment, criticism, oppression, lying. They lie, and manipulation, whatever they do. No relationship is worth that. And it is always okay to say no to anything that diminishes you. Listen to me. God don't write you off because you refuse to let someone be a lighter, a liar, a cheater, an abuser. God does not take his hands off of you because you made a wrong choice. See, the world and those who genuinely love you want you to be as whole as you can be. Really. Sometimes choosing health and wholeness means stepping bravely away from that which would see your spirit broken and malnourished. When you were young and vulnerable and dependent for survival on the adults in your life, you had no say in the conditions on which you let people close to you. But your life isn't like that now, y'all. You get to say. You get a say. You get to choose the terms of your relationships and the people you get close to, even if you are a Christian, even if you are a minister, even if you are a business person. There's absolutely no obligation to choose people who are toxic just because they are family. If they are toxic, the simple truth is that you have not chosen you. The version of you that they have chosen is the one that is less than the person you would be without them. So here's the growth. Walking away from a toxic relationship isn't easy, but it is always brave and always strong, and it is always okay, and it is always, always, always worth it. This is the learning and the growth that is hidden in the toxic mess. Letting go will likely come with guilt, anger, and grief for the family or person you thought you had. They might fight harder for you to stay. They will probably be crueler, more manipulative, and more toxic than ever. They will do what they've always done because it has always worked. Keep moving forward. And let every hurtful, small-hearted thing they say or do fuel your step. You can't pretend toxic behavior away. You can't, y'all. You cannot. It doesn't change. You cannot pretend toxic behavior away or love it away or sleep with it away or eat it away or drink it away or smoke it away or depress it or gamble it away. You can't avoid the impact by being smaller, by by crouching or bending or flexing around it, but you can walk away from it. So far away that the most guided, toxic, fueled missile that's thrown at you won't find you. Y'all, I'm proof. One day, they might catch up to you. Not catch you, catch up to you with their growth and their healing. But until then, choose your own health and happiness over their need to control you. You can love people, let go of them, and keep the door open on your terms. For whenever they are ready to treat you with love, respect, and kindness, this is more so for family. This is one of the hardest lessons, but one of the most life-giving and courageous ones. Sometimes there are not two sides. There's only one. Toxic people will have you believing that the one truthful side is theirs, not yours. It never was. Don't believe their highly diseased, stingy version of love. It's been drawing your breath, suffocating you, and it will slowly kill you if you let it. And the way you let it is by standing still while it spirals around you, takes aim, and shoots. If you want to stay, that's completely okay. But see their toxic behavior for what it is. A desperate attempt to keep you little and controlled. You be bigger. You be stronger. You be braver than anything that would lessen you. Be authentic and real and give yourself whatever you need to let that be. You be her. You be him. You be whoever you can be. If the small minds and tiny hearts of others couldn't stop you, you stay strong. You are brave. You are courageous. And you know what? If you're watching this and someone's told you, maybe you've hurt people in your past. Maybe you were an addict. Maybe you destroyed your family. Maybe. And you've changed. Then you go about your life. You live your best life. You stay focused. Sometimes those doors are completely severed. Never go back. Block them. Do whatever you got to do to get their smell off of you. But God's got a purpose and a destiny and a plan. And he says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to bless you and not harm you, give you a future and a hope." He doesn't say, if you were in toxic relationships, I'm not going to do this. He doesn't say, if you make wrong decisions, I'm not going to do this. He doesn't say, if you make wrong choices, I'm not going to do this. He doesn't say, if you fail a few times, I'm not going to do this. Your job is to worry about your heart. Your job is to fix you and not worry about them. You let God control you. You let God control your ship. You let God heal you everywhere you're hurt. Remember this, the pain may not be your fault, but the healing is your responsibility. Come on, brave one. Go back, get your life, and fight the good fight of faith. Your best is yet to come. I believe in you. Happiness is a choice, and it's yours. I love you guys so much. Make sure you share this podcast with somebody. You don't really know if there's somebody in your newsfeed today or someone in your family or someone in your friendship group that's suffering at the hands of a toxic relationship. Listen, Satan can pretend. Satan, you can be married to Satan and have to pretend you're happy. Satan knew scriptures and could quote, "You never know what someone's living in behind closed doors, and all they need is a nudge, just one person to give them a clue that they are bigger than what they're living in." I love you so much. I'll see y'all next week on Real Talk Kim's podcast. Y'all make sure you leave me a great review. Give me 5 stars. I love you. You love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too? I love you. I believe in you.